paint a picture with your words and describe for my listeners the last two three-point plays?
It's like a... Nobody was in the gym. It was just me in the basket, and I was one with the ball, and it was just pure happiness. And just, yeah, it felt great. That's pretty good, right? We got the young triple, breaking Chris. Crowds go crazy, every sound of a swish. Got the blue and red, it's something you just can't miss. No, 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 I say hey, hey, it's a night.
That's the sound of the jubilant horn as the Clippers destroy expectations, come from behind in their biggest comeback of the season, third biggest in franchise history. I'm Chris Wilde. With me, as always, is the Jaguar.
Mike Jaglin.
Unbelievable.
Unbeclippable.
Down 22, Jag.
20 at the half.
How
17
about...
17 in the fourth.
How about DeAndre Jordan making his free throws, those 2 3-point plays? I asked him to paint a picture with his words.
Oh, he did. And he painted a picture in the crowd, too. Jumping after that ball.
Oh, my God.
His mom tweeted, "How's my baby okay?"
3D.
Yeah, well, he's okay. And you know what? That was a performance.
Unbelievable.
A performance. I mean,
Doc said he wished he hadn't done it because it would have been Clipper ball.
Well, hey, it was a heck of a play.
Incredible game, Jack. That was the best game of the season.
Hands down. Two best wins have been the Spurs and now OKC. And this was a game that I think everyone...
National game.
Everyone thought was lost.
We were out. I never at any moment was scared.
You were scared.
I mean, scared.
This thing looked over. I mean...
I always believe my Clips.
OKC came out hot and just grabbed them from the get-go. And nothing was coming.
I texted my buddy at the halftime, and I'll take a picture of the text. I'll screen grab, second half comeback imminent.
I mean, I'm glad you did. I mean...
It was a beautiful comeback. I mean, the third best comeback in Clipper history.
Huge.
And by the way, I'm on Team Chuck. I'm not on Team Hater. I love Chuck. Chuck is undefeated.
Chuck is 2-0.
Chuck is 2-0, this proud California condor. You know, that's the biggest wingspan of any bird in North America is the condor. I don't know if you knew about the California condor.
I do.
Chuck's got a great wingspan, and he's got a great windspan because he's undefeated 2-0. Beautiful. I mean, that game was incredible. Talk to me about Wesley Johnson. Couldn't hit the broadside of a Clipper barn.
0-for-8.
He was 0-for-everything. He was 1-for-11 at one point.
And there was a three-pointer, I believe, when they were down 8 that he missed to get it down to 5. And you typically, that would be a moment where the wind would be out of the sails. The Clipper ship would be kind of, you know, teetering.
A Clipper is a multi-sail vessel. It's not something that cuts your hair.
And West was, again, came back off of that, hit some huge threes.
You know, he was almost Jamal-esque where he didn't let the slump get him down. He shot his way through it. How proud are you of the bench? The bench fueled the comeback.
You know, that energy and intensity that they brought into the game, I think they got the crowd back in it. And we picked it up from there. We started going downhill, as Doc would say, and just finding guys. Wes made some big shots. And then our defense, we got some run-out layups, and that's what got us back in the game. When I went out to start the fourth quarter, Jamal Crawford looked at me and said, "We're going to get us back in this thing by the time y'all get back in." And I mean, I don't know if he's a fortune teller, but he did it.
And Austin, coming back from that layoff.
Incredible.
He was rusty.
He was rusty, but it was his energy that fueled that comeback. And what I loved is that Doc puts Chris Paul in and keeps Cole Aldrich in. Mm-hmm. And they get back-to-back.
No, it was
pound the paint, layups from Cole, feeds from Chris.
It was funny because Westbrook and Durant were both in before Chris Paul was in.
That's right.
And then Chris was the only one to go in.
I love how Doc let his bench fuel that comeback and left them in.
It's similar to what happened against Golden State, but not, you know.
But we won,
and that was the key thing.
Cole Aldrich, in limited minutes, I mean, I'm talking about 11 and a half minutes, and homie had 8 points and 6 rebounds. In in less than 12 minutes. That's great.
Unbelievable. He's really been an unsung guy for this team this year. I mean, again, the bench. This is a bench. Last year, it was not a bench. It was Jamal.
You dazzled me post-game with the Clips only had six turnovers.
Six turnovers.
You'd think that, oh, man, they just couldn't score in the first half. They must have turned the ball over a lot. No, they just couldn't score in the first half.
They couldn't score at all. Everything was cold. The ball movement was flat.
At the half.
It was night and day compared to OKC. And you're thinking to yourself, you know, when you're down 20 at half, get it to around 10. No, it goes to 17 at the end of three.
The Clippers had 38 in the first half. The Clippers had 37 in the first quarter, Jack. We were screwed.
But the fourth quarter, it came down to the players making plays.
Hell Thunder to only 13 points. Something like 5 points in 7-plus minutes.
It's
talk
amazing.
About defense. We shut them down. And I know this is not the Thund cast or the Supersonic cast or the whatever cast. But how demoralized is OKC right now? Having to go on a bus to Oakland. They're 2-5.
They had the two biggest losses within a week.
And they're 2-5 post-All-Star break. And now they got to go play the champs. That's awesome. They got to play us next week. And we're one of the elite road teams.
Yeah. And what? The Clippers would have lost this game. They would have had more losses at home
than on the road. You're absolutely right. We would have had a worse average at home than on the road had we lost. But guess what? We didn't. We had the biggest comeback of the season, third biggest comeback in Clipper history, and got that sweet W. Talk to me about DJ's putback and one. That, like, how did he do it? Chris Paul's miss late. This, like, kind of like reverse, backwards putback and one, and he makes his free throws.
Well, that's the key. He made his free throws. And everyone's been talking to him. Maybe he should be shooting it right-handed. Well, you know what? He nailed two huge.
Lefty with the southpaw.
Huge shots.
Incredible.
Getting back to OKC. Now, the Clippers are 2.5 with them heading into Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
Both teams have 15 games in March. Mm-hmm. Okay? They play each other two more times mm-hmm. by the end of the month.
Crazy.
Now, the Clips have 12 games against playoff teams.
Woof.
OKC has 10 or 12, depending on where Utah and Detroit are in the standings.
Yeah, and those two teams are hungry for W's.
Yes. Detroit made some moves. They're playing tough. The Jazz play phenomenal defense. And like you were saying, this is a wounded Thunder team.
2-5 since All-Star break.
That's it, with two of the five best players in the league.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're talking about a Clipper team that is waiting Blake.
Now, we have big news, obviously, because we have Chuck the Condor, the undefeated mascot. A lot of people say what you will about Chuck, but the kids are going to love him. He's for the kids.
He's a mascot.
You see him flipping out there?
He's not brought in to do player personnel.
No, he's not. And he gave you free shoes.
He's not going to, you know, do analytics or balance the cap.
I didn't think.
He's a mascot.
I didn't think a home game could be any better than Monday night. Now, Monday night was a special home night. Because we're down versus the lowly Nets, right? We introduce Chuck the Condor. Chuck the Condor poses a challenge to our owner, Steve Ballmer. If you dunk, I, Chuck the Condor, will give everyone Clipper Red Chuck Taylor All-Star sneaks. Ballmer brings out the trampoline, dunks in front of the home fans every 20,000 kicks. That's 40,000 sneakers, okay? Everybody gets a free pair of kicks. Oh, did I mention that the guy hit the half-court shot to win the Dodge truck, and the other guy last night almost hit it too?
Yeah, it was halfway down.
It was halfway in the cylinder.
And instead he got his $25 gift certificate.
Exactly. And, like, literally, the Clips come from behind and beat the Nets. Free sneakers, new mascot, Ballmer dunking. I'm like, you can't get any better than that game. And then last night, versus OKC, who we need to catch up to. They're three. We're four. Guess what? We're a heck of a lot closer than we were going to the All-Star break.
And one of the things, again, the three seed, it's in sight now.
Absolutely.
If the Clippers were to lose that game against OKC, that probably would have been it.
No.
It would have been it. I mean.
And it would have fueled OKC going up to Oakland on their Peter Pan Greyhound bus or whatever they're taking.
Probably would have been it. But now, things are in striking distance.
Absolutely.
And
they're going up. OKC today is up in Oakland. having to beat an undefeated, they've won 40-plus home games in a row in the regular season. OKC's going to lose, okay? Now, all of a sudden, Wednesday night, by the way, the Clipcast curse is not a curse.
No, it's not.
It's not!
Hey, we had some down Thursday mornings.
We had a couple down Wednesday games.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. I went and looked at the stats check. Right now, we're 8-7 on Wednesday night, okay? 8-7. We started out the season. We lost 4 Wednesday games in a row. Then we start the Clipcast on Wednesday nights, right? Mm-hmm. We podcast on Wednesday night. We publish on Thursday. That fueled 6 Wednesday W's in a row, okay?
Okay.
So, anyway, I don't want to get too much into the Clipcast curse, but Wednesday is we have the most games on Wednesday, and for some reason, we were until last night 7-7 on Wednesdays. Now we're 8-7 on Wednesdays. So we're a game over 500 on Wednesdays, which means we kick butt every other day of the week.
It's great.
So can we keep this momentum next week in OKC?
Well, can they? And again,
that could literally mean a W there on Wednesday. Could literally mean we take the 3 slot.
I talked to Doc Rivers or asked Doc Rivers before the game. With Blake coming back.
Soon.
It's coming soon. He's very close.
He's close.
I mean, don't be surprised if he...
2 Clipcasts
gets
from now.
Cleared soon. I asked Doc about health and chemistry versus seeding.
Doc, does health and chemistry before the playoffs matter more than seeding?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Health, number one, you know, and then probably chemistry, number two. But health is key. You got to have health in the playoffs. You can't win, especially in the West. Even the East, you have to be healthy.
Jack, what do you think? What do you think is more important, health and chemistry or seeding?
Health and chemistry, hands down.
Really?
I would get Blake back somewhere in the middle of March.
I'm greedy. I want both. I want health and chemistry and seeding.
But if you're able to keep it in striking distance until Blake comes back, again, he has to sit out those 4 games. And again, once he's medically cleared, then that 4-game suspension starts.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we don't have to wait, and there's no way they can get around it. Like, remember we were saying, oh, he's not hurt. No, he's no.
And a little healed hand fudging.
yeah, exactly.
Well, fudging. Just a little fudging.
But, you know, we look at this, and, you know, a few days ago it was Blake. It's not even close. There's
right.
No timetable.
No.
Now it is...
close.
Blake is working out.
Right.
Blake is shooting.
Yep.
And he gets his number retired, number 23. Wayman Tisdale's number 2
in
at
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Right.
And hints to people that he's close. And now the cat's kind of out of the bag. Austin let it out of the bag before the game against OKC. But having health and chemistry is key. Because if you do play the Warriors in that second round.
If you do play the Warriors.
You need that.
Absolutely.
You need all the health and not just pushing Blake in, but having him just mesh with everybody is the key.
Yes, but here's the thing, Jack. If we have the seeding, we don't play the Warriors until the Western Conference Finals, which I would prefer, sir.
But if you don't have...
the health and chemistry.
You don't get the Western Conference Finals. Yeah.
You still got to get through the 2 teams in the West that have clinched the playoffs already.
2 undefeated teams at home.
However, the Clippers are among the elite away teams. So that, I guess, helps your point of seeding schmieding. We're great on the road. I want that 3 slot. Look, 1 and 2 is just not possible. It's not possible. 3 is possible.
Three is plausible. 3 is very possible.
3 is happening.
Also looking at potential matchups, because the Grizzlies are a few games back behind the Clippers.
Yep.
Okay, and then between 6 and 9, you have Portland, Dallas, Houston.
It looks like a Western Conference Finals rematch round 1, Houston, Golden State. That's what it could be.
Well, that's the funny thing is, the best matchup for the Clippers might end up being Memphis.
Sure.
Than playing a McCollum Lillard backcourt that's playing out of their minds.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, who knows what's going to happen with Dallas.
Portland's on the rise.
Not saying they lose to Dallas, but Dallas has that
grudge. Like,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. But it looks like Memphis or Dallas.
Yeah, or don't discount Portland, even though their schedule is awful.
But I'm saying they're winning, so they could sneak up as Memphis falters and say we get the three. That's all I'm talking about.
And there is no Gasol, there is no Brendan Wright.
Sure, so we could be four and Portland could be five or what have you, but I like us at the three. We play OKC twice more.
And April is the keys. You have to split.
The bees'
keys?
You have to split.
The keys getting to April in striking distance, because April is a very winnable month. They can go possibly 7-0. They can go 6-1.
I'll tell you, Jack, if you go back a couple clip casts, take a look at when, not Oprah Jagfrey, but when Jack Stradamus was looking in his crystal ball, you said like 2-2 and the Clips went 3-1. You know what I'm saying? You said like, oh, we got to just go... you've always been one off. You know what I'm saying? You said 2-2.
Like I was this week, but we'll get to that when we do the clip ahead.
Exactly. When we do the clip ahead again, right? Yeah. What'd you say last week?
2-1.
And what were we?
3-0. You got us.
Bingo, bongo.
If it was only 82-0.
A perfect clip cast week. A perfect week? A perfect week is what you're saying. We had 3-0 this week.
Perfect.
Who'd we beat, Jag? Take a look back. Who did we beat? Last night we beat OKC in the greatest game
beat
of the season.
Beat Brooklyn in a sloppy one.
We beat Brooklyn in a treat for the home fans. You get free sneakers.
Chris Paul, 40 points against the Kings.
Oh, we went up to Sacramento, the state's capital.
Jeff Green, 22. Great game. And Boogie had a meltdown.
3-0. And we needed those.
Huge.
Because since All-Star break, we did lose to the champs. Mm-hmm. But we also lost, unfortunately, and I don't even want to talk about it, to the you-know-whos from the Mile High City.
The Nuggets.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. If you look at the games that the Clippers in the last month that they've let go, you look at Minnesota, which we covered that.
Years ago.
You look at Boston. They let that one go in Boston. And you look at Denver. So those are three games that they should have won.
But I'll tell you something about these guys. They don't look in the rear view. They only look ahead.
The Clippers of the past don't win this game.
Oh, no.
The Clippers of the past just put their tail between...
It's the third biggest comeback in franchise history.
Yeah.
So statistically, only two other times do they come back like this. 27, down 27 in Memphis. I'll never forget it. Game one, round one, with Vinny Vici and Swaggy P hitting three-pointers. I'll never forget that. That's the biggest comeback in Clipper history, I'm guessing. That's one of those two.
Yeah. But this was phenomenal. And it was great to get Austin back out there.
Beautiful.
You know, Austin, you know, I had a chance to go down by the rivers.
No.
Yeah. And
we're getting it down by the rivers?
We're getting it down by the rivers.
Are we also, spoiler alert, getting a paint a picture with Picasso?
We'll be doing that in a couple minutes because we still have to talk.
What a clip.
We still have to talk to the listeners about the way that fourth quarter went down. But first, let's go down by the rivers.
Down by the rivers. Here we go.
So, Austin, you were a little rusty early. How'd you turn it around?
I just figured. I knew I couldn't fight like being rusty. I felt like the ball was just coming off funny. Every time I went to the basket, I was losing it. I was like, man, because you can't simulate a game. I've been working out the past 2 weeks every day doing drills, you know, everything, shooting it great. So you're not going to be able to simulate the game. So I just knew, you know what, stop worrying about being rusty. Just play hard. And I just try to be a dog, man, like just out there, just be a dog on defense. And then it just started to come around. And then before you know it, you know, we were able to change the game.
And you're a very aggressive player, so having to adjust to a giant comeback, too, how were you able to settle down?
I was just, my thing was just, you know, just relax. Like, I had, my legs felt like jello. I had the steal one time I got blocked by Randy Foy on a fast break. I could barely get off the ground. I was like, man, I just feel, I'm tired. I just got to fight through it, just play hard. And once I start doing that, then you just start, it slowly starts to come back, start hitting layups, free throws, whatever. So I was just able to get through it by just playing hard, and now the rust is off. You know, you can't stop a player like Kevin. You could just try to make it as difficult as possible. And I feel like we were kind of just getting punked a little bit in the first half. Everybody was, our whole team, they were just really getting whatever we wanted. So the second half, you know, my whole thing was like, I wasn't like shut down Kevin Durant, because that's not possible. I was just like, I'm going to make it as difficult as possible. I'm going to get under him and just be real physical with him. That's how I was able to do that.
The bench last year compared to this year, it's night and day, correct?
Yeah, we just have grown, matured, better players, just more confidence.
I mean, you guys were the reason why you guys got back in this game.
Yeah, we just, we said it right before. It's funny, we all looked at each other right before we got in there, like, we're going to change this game. We got to change this game. We got to change this game. And 3 minutes, once we start getting the energy, we could just feel it. Just we just had to keep fighting. And we gave ourselves a chance, and we were able to win the game.
You're 2.5 behind OKC now. Does that matter, getting the 3 seed? Or
yeah, why not? You know, why not? Why not? Why settle? You know, they're a great team, so it's going to be tough, but so are we. So we just got to keep pushing and keep getting better. And listen, you know, the farther we move up, the better, you know what I mean? So we're just going to keep trying to get better. That's it.
And you're still missing Blake.
Still missing Blake. So, I mean, just think with Blake back, how much better we're going to be. So just think tonight with the offensive rebounds that they were getting. You know, with Blake back, half of those are erased. So we'll be even better when he gets back. Until then, we're going to keep improving.
Was there part of you that really hurt being out, like knowing that?
Yeah, I was just frustrated, man, because one, it was just such a silly, simple injury. It's just like I got hit with my hand, and the guy said 6 weeks. I was like, come on, man. You know what I mean? I was playing extremely well. So it just felt like I just wanted to help my teammates, you know, win games. So I was really frustrated being out. And then the doctor was like, I think you can come back in 3.5, 4 weeks with the progression. I was excited, and I'm telling you, I could barely sleep last night, man. I was so excited to get back out here, you know, tonight, man. That's why I was a little nerves, rusty, all that, man. And then that's why I was just like, I'm just going to play hard and see what happens. And, you know, before you know it, I just felt like I was back.
With the schedule being as brutal as it is, now you play 12 playoff teams out of your next 15. Don't you guys have to set the tone and be aggressive?
Absolutely. And tonight was a great, you know, great start, you know, for us to be down 20 to a title contending team and to come back and win was special. So we got to keep moving forward, and we got another tough one for Saturday.
Saturday
play Atlanta. So you know, and they're definitely gonna try to come back and beat us because we beat them at home, and they're coming off a tough loss and Golden State. So we know they're gonna be ready for us.
Austin wants that 3 seed, and so do I, Jaguar.
Hey, that's one thing I love about Austin. He'll tell you how it is.
Absolutely.
He doesn't beat around the bush.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't pull any punches.
He knew he was rusty. He knew things weren't going his way. And
I dream of that 3 seed.
And he knows that this bench is better than last season.
You know when Snoopy's sleeping on the doghouse and you see the Z's? When I'm sleeping on my doghouse, you
see
the threes.
You're dreaming threes?
I'm dreaming about them threes. I love J.J. Redick, and I want that 3 seed.
You want that 3 seed.
Talk to me about Wesley Johnson hitting that 3.
Huge.
We needed it.
I mean, I Wes Johnson has probably been... I know I said earlier Cole Aldridge has been one of the unsung heroes. Wes, on a minimum contract, what he's done for this team has been phenomenal.
He's won more this season than all seasons.
Yeah.
Combined, I believe.
He's been on some miserable teams.
Miserable teams.
Miserable.
He got 40 wins just tonight.
And that was the thing. Like, Wes was, you know, a top 10 pick. He never really developed into that, you know, kind of go-to guy or borderline all-star guy that people thought, but he was on some bad teams.
Horrible.
He really didn't know his role, and finally he got to a place,
a winning
where
place,
where he could fit in
40 and 20
and be that 3D type of guy.
20 games over 500. That's big, man. For all you long-suffering members of Clipper Nation, 20 games over 500, and to be such a great winning organization this many seasons in a row with an owner as exciting as Steve Ballmer, making changes. I heard old nutty theory today. You want to hear my loopy theory I heard from a crazy fan?
What is that?
Ballmer has plans. This is this is just speculation, okay? Ballmer, him and his wife have this crazy theory that Ballmer is going to change the name to the LA Condors and chuck the Condors just the beginning.
Oh, jeez.
He's like, look at the logo. It's LAC, man. Los Angeles Condors.
It's a California bird.
It's the California Condors, man. He might even take the LA out, just be the California Condors.
Oh, man.
Your buddy. They're not changing the name, and they're not moving.
Your buddy is a condor.
He's a condork.
Oh, gosh.
He's a con artist.
Well, getting back to that unbelievable game against OKC.
Yeah, the pros. Let's not talk about these cons.
No, especially ones that think they're going to change the name of the Condors.
God, it's Looney Tunes. I love Chuck the Condor. Talk to me about this game, and then I'll talk to you about Chuck the Condor.
24-4 run in that fourth quarter.
Incredible.
Sparked by the second unit.
Incredible.
And one of our boys, who has been unbelievable in the last 10 games, our good friend Jamal Crawford.
Beautiful.
With the giant bank.
Oh my God! He
went up. That made it a 24-4 run.
He went up in the air. That shot was getting blocked. He dangled in the air for minutes. On his descent, he still hadn't shot the ball. I was like, "Is he ever going to shoot this ball?" millimeters before his feet touch the floor, he launches the bank shot heard around the world.
And you want to know something?
What?
I was able to paint a picture about that.
That moment?
About that moment.
Oh, man.
So we get to paint a picture.
It's almost too much, Clipcast.
I know. Well, they deserve it.
And then we come back and I dazzle them with Chuck the Condor facts.
Oh, we see. We need more Chuck the Condor.
We need more Clipcast. All right. Paint a picture with Picasso. Jamal Crawford, king of crossovers. Here we go.
It's always great to paint a picture, especially after a W, Jamal.
Yeah.
Did you know that bank shot was going in?
I had a feeling I would have to bank it, honestly, because I was hanging in the air. And at that point, it's hard to judge the rim. It's almost like trying to hit a moving target. So I knew I had to go off the glass. But Paul Pierce actually called it beforehand. He said, you're about to hit a big shot, like right before we went on the court. He's like, I feel it. You're about to hit a big shot. And then it happened. So that's pretty cool. It's your teammates have confidence in you.
And for you, again, we've talked about this. You're a shooter. You're going to shoot.
Yeah.
You have that that short memory.
Yeah,
and sure. What was the key for you to know that you could make that shot at that point?
Just confidence, belief. I've done it so many times. I literally have a short memory when it comes to making and missing shots. I feel like for me, all it takes is one, you know, and as long as I put myself in position, my teammates and the coaching staff have so much confidence in me in those positions, and I try to come through.
The bench was huge. Can you talk about what was the key play, you think, or momentum shift in this game?
Well, I think it had to be something to start the fourth quarter. We started down 17. And then we just tried to chip away at it. You know, I told Chris before the quarter, I was like, we'll get it close enough for you guys to come back and close the deal. And then we did that, and it was a great win.
How big of a win is this for you guys? They play Golden State.
Right.
You're right back in the mix with these two.
Yeah, for sure. I think, and then we play them a couple more times, you know, so that'll be fun. But
playing three times this month.
Yeah, so I think it'll just be, it's huge for us from the standpoint. Obviously, they're a team we could potentially see later down the line, and we're going to see soon. And then just the standpoint that we handled adversity. We didn't fold, and we hung together, and we did a good job of it.
But how important, like, again, the first three and a half quarters or three quarters were just sluggish.
Yeah,
it's important for you guys to basically set the tone, don't you think?
Yeah, it definitely is. And for whatever reason, we just weren't in rhythm. You have to give them credit as well. You know, they came out, they played well. They played with a lot of confidence. They're playing free. And I think when we dug in defensively, that's when the game kind of changed in our favor.
Your buddy Jay-Z was here again.
Yeah.
Did you have a chance to talk to him?
Yeah, always. Jay's, I've known him now for over a decade. You know, Michael Jordan actually introduced me to him. So I told Jordan I was working out with him. I told him I wanted to meet Jay-Z. And so we've been friends ever since.
Last question, it's a rap question. Late 90s, early 2000s, when Jay-Z and DMX were coming up, did you think it was going to be Jay-Z over DMX?
Yeah, I did. I was always a big Jay-Z guy. Ever since Reasonable Doubt. My friend Lee Denman, who actually got killed, played Jay-Z every morning when we would go to school, so I was a big Jay-Z guy.
Jamal, you're the man. You're painting a picture. Thanks again.
Appreciate it.
You know, Jamal Crawford, I bowled with him. I bowled with him last weekend.
You did?
Yeah. Okay, so he only bowled, this is a true story, Crawford only bowled one frame, okay? Not a game, one frame. I was bowling with this lovely gal named Candace, okay? She had arthritis in both her thumbs, so she didn't really want to bowl. She was there to meet the Clippers. One time she had Cherokee Parks bowl for her. One time she had Chris Wilde bowl for her. One time she had Terrell Owens bowl for her.
So she had a revolving door of celebrity bowlers.
Jamal Crawford comes up, right? Comes up to our, you know, lane, whatever. It was a great event. DeAndre spent time with us. Jamal spent time with us. Wifey was there. Jamal gives Wifey a hug. Makes Wifey's, like, life. Jamal Crawford comes up, takes the ball from Candace, right? Candace says, can you bowl for me? Can you bowl for me? Jamal's like, no, I don't want to. I'm not very good. I won't do very well. Candace's like, please, please. I'm like, Jamal, Candace has arthritis in her thumbs. She's been bringing in ringers. You know, please. Can you, you know, Jamal says, of course, Candace, I'll bowl for you. Jamal steps up to the line. Boom. Strike. First ball. Strike. He was like, Chris, that's the only ball I've rolled all day. I'm like, you got to retire from bowling. You just got to go out on top, Jamal. He's like, I'm not bowling for the rest of the day.
Just like hitting that bank shot.
It was beautiful.
That's awesome.
And that guy's, I mean, I told my wife this. I go, honey, this is not just the nicest man in sports. This is the nicest man.
Yeah. Such a humble person. I mean, and again.
Never get too high, never get too low.
Fans will get on him, but he's a shooter. You
he's
know,
a shooter.
And that's what he does. He does things that, again, he'll be 36 this month.
I you know what? I disagree. He's a scorer. He's not a shooter.
But he has that short memory.
He's a scorer.
He has that short memory, though.
He just scores.
Did you see what he did to Kevin Durant with that crossover?
Oh.
Insane. crossed over KD and got to the rack.
I love him, and I love Chuck the Condor
in front of Jay-Z, like his we old talked buddy. About, like we talked about in the painting the picture.
His first buddy in the hip hop game back in his New York Knickerbocker days. Him and Sean Carter, S. Dot Carter, you know him as Jay-Z, and Lady Bay. That's like the that's a lot of Clipper games they've been Two to straight. This season. Three straight.
Three straight?
Three straight.
That's three straight.
So Sam Dunk was the previous mascot. Okay, Sam Dunk. And look him up. He was pretty lame.
In San Diego.
In San Diego. He looked like he stepped off the balcony from the Muppet Show.
He really did. And he owned his own pub at the same time.
What?
No, he does. He, that's what he looked like.
That would be a mess. There was a Sam Dunk pub in San Diego. I would drive us there right now.
We would clipcast from that every freaking week. We would take a lift.
That's right.
To Sam Dunk
pub. We'd drive in our Chevy down to Sam Dunk's pub, and we'd take a lift back.
Exactly, because we don't want to get in the car with a couple...
All right, so Sam Dunk was the previous mascot
soda pops
in San Diego. He looked like he climbed down from the balcony, like Stetler and Waldorf. What? Yeah, those guys.
No.
With this show, seeing is believing. Now that I'm seeing, I want to be leaving. Anyway, so he was terrible. Now in comes Chuck, undefeated, great, flips, dances. He did this, like, shake shimmy move. Yeah, the kids love him. He poses for selfies with everybody. The flag bit where the giant flags change.
You know what I want to start? I'm gonna pitch this to Clipper Nation.
I'm on Team Chuck. Hashtag I know. Team Chuck.
Hashtag Chuck's Nest.
Chuck's Nest.
Let's get Chuck a nest in Staples Center.
Sure.
Let's get him his own little Chuck's Nest. Yes.
Hashtag Chuck's Nest.
Chuck's Nest. Think about it.
Now, the condor went extinct in 1987.
No. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Come on.
Oh yeah.
Steve Ballmer brought him back from extinction.
Yeah, just like Doc said. Just like the Clippers.
He doesn't stink. Okay. So my ex stinks. All right. So he came back from extinction. The condor extinct in 1987. He lives in the 213 area code.
Didn't get the 323.
Did not get the 323. Or the 310. Or the 310. Or the 818.
Or the 484.
I don't even know why 484. All right, so he lives in the 213 area code. He's wearing a 213 jersey, which I love. I'm personally 323.
And he's available for bookings.
Oh, really?
Yes. You can book Chuck.
I would love to book Chuck.
I know.
I got a six-year-old birthday coming up in like 6 months I got to plan for.
You got to book Chuck.
Got to book Chuck. I got to get the Chuck's Nest going.
Chuck's Nest.
This is my favorite fact about the condor, the California condor. Largest wingspan of any North American bird, which reminds me of DeAndre Jordan with his enormous wingspan.
So he is the DeAndre Jordan of birds.
And like, honestly, what's cool about the mascot is, look, do you remember how people reacted to the new logo?
Mm-hmm.
And now you remember how people reacted to the new mascot. People hate change. They hate it. They despise it.
Also, too.
I love change.
The Clippers were one of four NBA teams not to have a mascot.
One of four?
That didn't have a mascot left.
Only four teams don't.
Yeah.
Now three. Oh, yeah. Wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody's got a mascot.
A mascot's a big thing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So they were one of four not to have one. And you got to think, back to what you were talking about, people are talking Clips.
Absolutely.
And that's the main thing.
Absolutely.
They talk.
Last summer, they talked about the new logo. Yeah. They talked about the new design.
And in this world of social media, everyone has an opinion.
Sure.
Everyone's going to chime in. At the end of the day, David is taking down Goliath.
Sure.
And they're making their presence known. And it's good to be the Clippers. I mean... Two years ago, we were talking Sterling scandal. Now we're talking
Chuck scandal.
Now we're talking Chuck scandal.
There's no scandal. The scandal
There's nothing.
The guy's Chuck's got no nest.
No, he needs a nest.
Scandal. He needs a nest.
Hashtag Chuck's nest. We need to get Chuck a nest.
I need Chuck to get a nest. All right, so what I like about Ballmer and this new Clippers front office is that they are thinking about L.A., the city. Mm-hmm. They're thinking about, let's get the kids loving the Clippers, because there's another team in LA that has a mascot, the LA Kings.
Bailey.
You know his name.
Yeah.
Bailey. And Bailey, who knows what fans thought about him at first?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares what fans thought about him at first? Now you know there's Bailey. Bailey is the lovable King Lion or whatever the heck he is.
I grew up a giant Phillies fan.
Philly fanatic.
The Philly fanatic to this day. brings joy to my life. Like, when every time I go back to a game, I want to see the Philly Fanatic get on his freaking scooter and run into something.
I took my five-year-old to the Harlem Globetrotters. You know his favorite part of the game? Was the mascot, Globy. And then at halftime, Big G came out. Oh, buddy, you gotta YouTube search Big G Globetrotters. And he puts on a comedy show for the ages. It's this, like, inflatable thing, kind of like the guy outside the airport meets, like, a blimp person. It is crazy. But my kid, out of the Harlem Globetrotters, which I loved, I thought it was fantastic, a great show, comedy and hoop combination, much like Clipcast, I loved it. My son loved the most Globy and Big G, the mascots. So this organization, this owner, is so smart to say, we're the only basketball team in town with a mascot. The other team in town that's got a mascot is the LA Kings, and Bailey is like a piece of LA.
Mm-hmm.
Now Chuck is a piece of LA, and he is here to stay.
He's here to stay.
Get him a nest. Do the Dodgers have a mascot? No. Right?
No, they don't.
No. They have like the cast of Modern Family.
They have Vin Scully.
They got Larry King.
They do have Larry King. Yes. But, you know, a mascot is to entertain.
Yeah.
It's not to...
Our mascot is a condor. The Dodgers have Larry King, who looks like an owl.
He does. He does. But going forward, you know, like, think about it. You have Bailey.
Yep.
You have Chuck.
Yes.
Okay.
If now these guys can do appearances together.
I know. I know. And Chuck is reaching out to all these other mascots.
Great.
Yeah, Rocky, who's probably the best, the Denver mascot.
Beautiful.
I just saw a
clip of him being lowered from the rafters unconscious. Okay. It was one of the scariest things I've ever seen.
Very scary, but man, that guy can dunk.
Yeah.
He can dunk.
And Chuck's got moves.
Did
you see Chuck flipping last night? Flipping.
I know. And people are like, how does a condor fit in with the Clippers? Well, we just told you.
California condor.
Yeah. It's a California. We live in California.
And he's got the helmet with the California state flag on there.
Like the Phoenix gorilla.
What does that have to do with anything?
How does a gorilla
have to do with the sun?
Fit in with, yeah.
In the desert.
I've never seen a gorilla in a desert.
I've never seen a gorilla on the sun.
I've seen him in the mist. No one will get that reference, by
that
the way.
Reference.
No one will get that.
Come on, Sigourney Weaver, Gorillas of the Mist.
1988. Most of you weren't even born.
Nominated Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress for Working Girl. I sang on the soundtrack for Working Girl.
Oh,
it all comes full circle. The song was Let the River Run. Down by the rivers. Austin Rivers. Doc Rivers. For the win.
Wow. Wow.
All right. I'm like dizzy.
We got to clip ahead,
last
though.
Night's W.
Yeah, we got to clip ahead.
I want to sound the horn, but we can't. We got to clip ahead.
Let's clip ahead. Okay. Right. We were talking about it. Jack Stradamus 2-1. Wild. 3-0.
That's right.
So I'll give it to you.
Nailed it.
So now here we go. We have Atlanta on Saturday night.
Yep, at home.
At home.
They're a good squad.
Very good.
But they're not the Atlanta of yesteryear.
Of last year.
Right.
No, they're not. No, they don't have DeMar Carroll.
Just watched them lose a couple nights ago in Oakland.
Without Seth Curry and Andre Iguodala.
Without Andre Iguodala, yeah. And without Steph Curry.
Yeah, without Steph and Andre. So, you know, that should be, I'm going to go W.
Big time.
Now, an interesting one on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
This is...
First time since the opening night?
No. Lost in Dallas early in the season.
Okay.
And it was an ugly game.
Opening night, opening home opener was Dallas here. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
And then the Clips play him again in April. This is an interesting one. But
we lost at Dallas last time we went there.
Yeah.
A while ago.
Got beat up pretty good, too. And it was in December, I believe.
Yeah. With Blake. Didn't Blake get tossed from that game?
Blake might have got tossed from that
game.
Yeah. He got tossed from that in Phoenix, right?
Yeah. I remember he got tossed.
He got tossed from Phoenix. I know that.
Okay.
But that's going to be an interesting one. I'm going to go W, though.
Absolutely. We're talking about a team that is literally one of the top three teams on the road in the league. 19-10. Imagine going into Dallas and taking that road record to 20-10 to build up for that Wednesday at OKC.
Another ESPN game.
Slobber knocker, my friend. That's a dogfight, that game.
You
want to split the road trip. I know you, Jack.
Well, we can't split. I already have them going 2. I think they're going to lose this OKC game. Well,
that's what I'm saying. You're going to, the 2 on the road, you're going to say split the road trip, win the home game. So 2-1.
I'm going to go 2-1. I'm going to clip ahead 2-1.
I just like our momentum right now. I like the fact that going into that game at OKC, it's probably to get that 3 slot.
I know. Austin, and then you play him one more time March 31st.
Yes, to distance yourself from him, to bury them in that four spot.
And the interesting thing is,
I like 3-0, Jack.
So you're going 3-0.
Go 3-0.
It's
going
to be interesting. When does Blake Griffin get cleared? That's going to be the thing to watch too.
Last week Last week we were talking about when are we going to see the mascot? You know, now
what are we
going to
see first?
When exactly?
And we saw the mascot before Austin. Then we saw Austin, and now then we're going to see Blake. That's what happened.
I called.
So
that.
You called mascot. I called Austin, so I was a game late there.
A dollar short.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, Jack.
And then Blake. So Blake finished third.
Yes.
Now.
But I like the fact that we were like, when are we going to see the mascot? Now we're talking about, we see the mascot. We've seen Austin. We got him back. When will Blake return?
When will he return? Hopefully he gets cleared. Looking at the schedule, I mean.
Hopefully he gets cleared like in a week. In 2 weeks.
Well, in a perfect all perfect world, he gets cleared by Saturday. Then you can get him back the following Sunday versus LeBron.
That's right.
Which would be a dream.
And I'm clipping way ahead. Clipping way ahead, but we do have a very...
That's the dream.
We've got a very forgivable early April.
April, like I said, April is possible, you know, 7-0, 6-1.
Going a nice run getting into that postseason.
Yep. So, when will they get Blake back? That's going to be, again, as soon as he gets cleared, then the four games come in.
Specablations?
Specablations.
I'm reaching on specablations.
Oh,
Blakeulations?
But huge, huge win.
Incredible W last
Biggest
night.
Biggest of the year.
And three great wins in a row. One on the road, all here in California. We got a new mascot, a California Condor. We got a perfect week in California. And Clipper Nation... We, as fans, have heard and heard and heard all season long, well, Clippers can't beat the teams ahead of them.
Two biggest wins after the All-Star break.
Boom.
Against
Spurs.
2 and 3 seeds.
OKC.
Yep. Huge.
So, here we go.
I know. Phenomenal, and we'll see what this team has in store, because this was a win for the ages, and a win that you can only build on.
And how about how we started the show with that DeAndre Jordan? You like that question?
It brought the house down. I wish it was in there.
Was I like Oprah Wildfrey?
You were. You were Wild King. What could Larry King be?
A Wild King?
Yeah.
How about like David Letterwild?
David Letterwild.
Jimmy.
Dr. Wild?
Some Jimmy. Was I like a Jimmy? One of the late night Jimmies?
Yeah. Jimmy Wild?
I felt like that was like a Jimmy question.
Now you sound like a bad card dealer, Jimmy Wild.
Hey, come on down to Jimmy Wild's.
Yeah, but unbelievable. It was a great game. And, you know, again, Clipper Nation, keep on chipping away, because this postseason's going to be interesting one way or another.
And, man, I just, it's hip to clip right now.
It is. And there's only one way to go, and that's to the playoffs.
That's right, and we're going to march right there again. What is that, 5 years in a row?
Yep.
Incredible.
Ever since Chris Paul arrived
for that strike-shortened season.
Mm-hmm.
Two with Vinny, three with Doc.
Yep.
We're looking good, Clipper Nation. We're looking good. We got ourselves a new mascot. We got ourselves a perfect week in California.
We got Austin back.
Blake all of a sudden retired his jersey in Oklahoma. He's coming back any day now. Any day now.
Hopefully. When will we get Blake?
When will we get Blake? And then, you know, the sky's the limit when the kid returns.
And all we have to do is get Chuck his nest.
Yeah, that's right. We got Chuck. We got rid of Chucky Hayes. And we got Chucky the Condor.
Yes.
Can I call him Chucky?
No, we can't give him.
Why not?
Because that doll is just creepy.
It's a creepy Chucky doll?
Yeah, creepy Chucky doll.
I like Chucky.
No, Chucky.
All right, hashtag Chuck says, sound the horn. I'm exhausted, Jack.
DeAndre, can you paint a picture with your words and describe for my listeners the last 2 3-point plays?
It's like a... Nobody was in the gym. It was just me in the basket, and I was one with the ball, and it was just pure happiness. And just, it felt great. That's pretty good, right?
That's great.
All right. You guys can, yeah.
I don't think you get radio because you're going to get around.
That was was insane.
Jeff, Mike Jacqueline with Clipcast. How do you feel so far fitting in with the team?
Things have been great. It's been tough to learn on the fly, but, you know, I got to do what I can to, you know, get adjusted to all the plays and everything and to know where, you know, my spots are on the floor.
Now, with this team, you're going to get Blake back soon. You're getting Austin back. What's the key, do you think, for this team, chemistry-wise?
Just staying healthy. I think, you know, that goes for a lot for what we do, our rotations. But I think staying healthy is, for the most part, is, you know, what we need going down the stretch.
Small ball-wise is probably going to be something you're going to see a lot more of, too, with Blake coming back, right? And it's something you're comfortable with playing the four.
I mean, you got to ask Doc that. I mean, I don't know what, you know, his plans are, but, you know, whether I'm in Blake's, when Blake's come back or, you know, whatever rotation is, you know, I want to win. And, you know, we have everything. No. whatever we need to do, I'm pretty sure Doc is going to be, you know, right there making a plan and getting us ready.
What is the key, do you think, to move up in the standings? Is it just solid basketball?
Just staying consistent, doing what we do, playing solid basketball.
And do you think it's important for you guys to set the tone from the get-go?
Almost definitely, we have to. Playoffs are right around the corner, so I think we just need to, you know, continue to have this killer instinct that we've been establishing since I've been here, and just, you know, when everybody gets healthy, to continue the flow that we have.
I talked to you and you said In-N-Out was the first place you went to when you came to L.A. What else have you checked out since you've been here?
I went to Katana, Roscoe's, In-N-Out, and a couple other places. I can't remember the name of them right now.
Have you done STK or Jar in West Hollywood yet?
No, not yet.
You've got to do those. You like steaks? Go for those.
I'll look into it.
Cool. Thanks, Jack.